You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, we'll give you all the reasons in the world to quit smoking. Plus, cast members from the hit MTV show Slednecks take a break from naked glacier sliding to speak with us. Let's meet the friends. Putting her seal of approval on every story today, it's Erin Myers.
Hello. I will put my seal of approval also on toys that are good and not so good for this holiday season. I'll tell you which ones could, like, take your kid's eye out.
Outing the psycho moms before you get burned, it's Jay Caponia.
The mom who got national attention for leaving her kids in the car so she could go on a job interview is in trouble with the law again.
And ready to party like it's 1929, Chris Martin is here.
I have a story that might change the way you look at your sweet little grandma.
All right. Very good. Let's get things started.
It's not funny. My grandma's dead.
Oh,
come on. Go there with it.
Well, what kind of party is she having right now?
You never know, right? She could be partying with my grandma right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Chris.
All of my grandmas are dead, too.
Oh,
way
yeah,
to
but you're
start
old.
This show
hey,
off.
Yeah, I mean, all right.
On a high note.
I know, thinking about our grandmas.
Sure everybody's looking forward to my story now.
On the special dead grandma edition of Phil Hewlett and Friends.
Right?
Let's
aww.
Get things rolling. And starting with you, Erin. Our apologies to you if your grandma is sick on her deathbed.
Oh.
We don't mean to laugh.
No.
Now we're talking about toys. It's that time of year where you got a. I got hair. This isn't even my hair, and it's on my face.
Right. Where were you before the show?
I don't know. Don't ask Grandma. Let's talk about toys, shall we, before I get into trouble unnecessarily.
Yes,
Erin,
yes.
What is this?
Well, I have a list of toys that grandmas should not buy their kids or grandkids or anybody this holiday season. And I'll tell you the top 10. Now, this is put out by Watch, which is the World Against Toys Causing Harm. And they release this list every year since 1973.
World Against Toys Causing Harm?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is to protect your children and grandchildren.
Yeah.
There is the Airstorm Firetech Bow, which is very popular right now because of all of the Mockingjay, Katniss, Hunger Games movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, a bow and arrow. And it says not to, you know, use the bow, only pull it halfway out and not to aim for other people's eyes and faces. But that's what kids do. So it's a danger.
That's the point of a bow and arrow.
Yes. Well, that's why kids should
thanks,
not have
no
it.
Thanks, no fun, please. Way to go.
Yeah. You'll put an eye out.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
What? That's the point.
Yeah.
Then I win.
Yes, well, that's why you would not get this toy. So Radio Flyer Ziggle, which is from the same people that do wagons, but this is a little bike, and it says, oh, run around the streets and try new, you know, race down the block. But then on the box, it says, don't go near cars or near the streets. So what they tell you to do is not what you're supposed to do.
All right.
Right.
The Catapencil, which is just a pencil with a catapult, so that tells you everything you know, too, right
nice.
There with a slingshot.
So you can shoot your pencil?
Yes.
Where was that when I was in elementary school?
A slingshot attached and a sharp pencil lead. So just two things that are not good for a child
that
right
is awesome.
There.
You know, it's not easy to do, and we used to take hours to try to figure out how to do it with a basic rubber band between your fingers
right.
and launch the pencil. But it's right. next to impossible. You try it. You've got to actually add something to the rubber band before it works.
Yeah, well, now you can slingshot, and if that doesn't hit somebody, you can throw the pencil at them, too.
Yeah.
So you got two tries. The Alphabet Zoo Rock and Stack Pull Toy. This is for little kids, and it's just because it has a cord, so danger around necks, things like that.
Right.
The SWAT Electric Machine Gun, because it looks real.
Awesome. Okay.
It'll get you shot by SWAT.
Yeah,
you don't
right.
want your kid running around the streets with that. The Spark Create Imagine Wooden Instruments, a choking hazard.
Oh.
A bottle rocket party. Well, it's fireworks for children. So
yeah.
Ever been to
go.
One of those, Jay?
No.
A bottle rocket party?
No.
Okay.
Well, this is for ages 8 and up, so that's smart.
Yes.
Little Cutesies, Best Friends, Dolls, and they just have things that kids could swallow as well.
Yeah.
True Legends, Orcs, Battle Hammer. So it's a big hammer.
Orc is a god.
Yeah, right?
Well,
like Thor. Like
kinda,
Thor's hammer.
But an ugly one. Well, it's just a weapon.
Yeah.
There's no purpose for it except to go around hitting people with
but
it.
That's the purpose.
Yes.
That's the point of the toy.
Bad sister, bad.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the colored hedgehog, which has a lot of fur, and it's for little babies so they could choke on it. So those are the toys to avoid this holiday season if you want your kids to keep their eyeballs.
The toys I had when I was a kid would have killed every child these days.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, like you were saying.
Well, we had a sense of responsibility because if we did anything stupid or moronic, we get the bejeebus knocked out of us.
The backside of your mom's hand, you know?
or the belt.
A shoe or a book or whatever's nearby.
What are they called? Watch? What is this?
World Against Toys Causing Harm. I wrote it down.
No Fun Police.
Yeah, exactly.
That is who they are.
Yeah.
I remember I got a blow dart gun 1 year. Yeah, that was trouble.
Did it have poison on the end to like knock people out?
No, well, but they were sharp tips, and even if you put a blunt end on it, it was still the amount of
blow
air
dart
you
is one thing.
It.
They had those lawn darts, and these were outlawed like in a week because you threw them straight in the air, and they went up with the dot pointed upwards, and then the weight would cause it to switch down, and the trajectory would very often land right in the soft part of your skull.
Yeah, well, people were getting them in the shoulders. That was like the big deal. So like,
we're still smart enough to use them.
Of
so
course.
That's great.
They're fun.
What happened to your baby? It choked to death on a toy.
Lawn dart.
Hedgehog,
yeah, whatever. All right. Aww. Well, maybe somebody needs to just go out and splurge at the store and buy something expensive and feel good about themselves. Erin, what do you think?
Well, if you can't buy those gifts, then here's another gift for maybe somebody else in your life, maybe the lady in your life. Christian Louboutin, well, they have introduced their holiday nail polish this year, and it's called Starlight, and it's being sold for $675.
What's in it? Gold?
It does have little crystals on the outside of the bottle.
Oh, boy.
And a flower, and it goes with a specific pair of pumps.
Yeah.
And so you're supposed to buy the two together, and the shoes are just over $1,300. So $1,300, $695, perfect gift.
So $2,000.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
$2,000 gets you nail polish and a pair of shoes.
Yes.
That is ridiculous.
Well, when you look at it like that, it actually is.
Unless you've got stupid money. But let me ask you this, Erin.
Mm-hmm.
You get a nice manicure.
Yeah.
Okay. You spend a little cash on that. How long before the nail polish starts getting scraped off?
Fingers, it takes like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
30 minutes, and it can be ruined.
Right.
Your toes can last a little longer, but
doesn't
not worth
how much you spend, right?
No, $675 nail polish is not going to make a difference
on that.
Cut it out,
ladies. Yeah, you know,
but
never
mind.
But
hey, it sparkles.
Yeah. Hey, so does this new bus. I think we found the actual magic bus.
It's not so magic, maybe, but it's the poop bus.
The what?
the poop bus. In Britain, a biobus run completely on gas generated by human and food waste has just gone into service. It's a 40-seater bus and has a range of 186 miles on one tank of gas, and I guess that's equivalent to around five people's waste over a year period. And engineers believe this could be suitable for fueling public transportation and improving air quality. And it actually is powered by people that live in the area.
Improving air quality, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
It's got a smell, right?
So instead of paying your $1.50 for your bus ride, do you just bring a bag of your own?
I think that's a good idea. Free bus rides if you bring a little doggy bag.
Right.
Or maybe there's a special purpose for the back seat.
Well, they might have, like, a lot of buses have bathrooms on them, so you could just...
Right.
That's
it's
your fare.
It's got to be processed before it goes into the bus. I mean, that's
why they hand out nose clips while you walk in.
Right.
That's really funny.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Erin, thank you for that. Jay, let's turn to you now. And you found a bad, bad mom.
You know, I really did. And I'm going to be honest with you. I fell for it just like 90% of the nation fell for it. Shanisha Taylor, she's out of Phoenix, Maricopa County. And remember, this is a few months ago. She went into a job interview and she left her two kids in the car. And a passerby saw it and they called the cops and the cops came in and they took the kids to Child Protective Services. And she got arrested, her mugshot, she's like crying. Everybody felt bad for her. Because she was trying to get a job. She's trying to better her life. She was living out of a hotel at the time. She's unemployed. And she was trying to, I think she was interviewing at a Starbucks. Any job would do at this point, right?
Right.
So the world took pity on her. Even the prosecutors out there in Phoenix. And they said, all right, look, what happened was some Good Samaritan started an online campaign. She raised over $114,000.
That's some good smack right there.
Good smack. So the prosecutor said, okay, look, I'm going to take pity on you because you were trying to get a job. You were trying to better your life. You have to set aside $40,000 for your kids. We'll put it in a trust. She's got two small kids.
Yeah.
Put it in a trust. you know, you can get yourself set up with the rest of the money, 80 grand or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And we'll drop the charges. A month goes by. Hey, did you set up that trust yet? No, not yet. Mm-hmm. Another month goes by. Hey, did you set up that trust yet? No, not yet.
Oh, she's a procrastinator.
Well, exactly, right? Well, she had to submit her monthly expenses the other day, and that has been released.
You have the list?
I do have the list, and it is phenomenal. Now, $300 a month on clothes. That's
a month?
Number one. A month on clothes.
I don't do that.
You don't do that.
No.
And you have a job.
And I have to wear clothes on it.
$300 on dining
Who
and
doesn't?
Entertainment. Yeah,
well. It depends. Yeah, that didn't sound right. But I meant different kinds of clothes every time
yeah,
I'm there.
Okay,
yes.
Fine.
Can't wear the same outfit.
As opposed
soon.
To a job where you don't wear clothes? Okay,
yeah.
Well, there are some of those.
Where is that job? Because I want it.
Oh, wow.
$300 on dining and entertainment.
Yeah.
Which isn't too bad. $160 on cable and TV, not too bad.
Okay.
$250 on household expenses, not bad. $500 on groceries, not bad, right?
What else?
So this is what she's done. She also spent $6,000 to help her children's father finish his rap album.
Oh.
Well, that's
going to
pay off
that?
In the long
yeah.
run, Jay.
Right?
I see famous rapper in their future.
So Maricopa County prosecutor basically brought her to court yesterday and said, look, you are now facing child abuse
wow.
charges because you have to put 40 grand into this trust and you have 30 days to do so or 20 days to do so. And the problem is she doesn't have the money.
It's
all the money's gone.
All of it's gone.
And the Louboutin nail polish is not on there.
No.
Wow.
No.
Okay.
And did the judge point out that the world really doesn't need another rap album?
Yeah, right? He should have. He should have.
You guys are going to like mine. It's pretty good.
Your rap album?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this
Give
is
us a taste. Are you serious?
No. I actually did write a song that has a little rap in it.
All right.
I'll work on it for you guys.
Oh, that's boy. Getting on the show.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You don't bring something like that up if you're not ready
yeah,
to bring
you
it.
You have to perform it live.
Uh-oh.
Yes, live.
All right.
Man, I have a big mouth.
Okay. Up next, what happens when three old ladies smoke weed for the first time? Chris is going to tell you all about it because he's the expert when it comes to old ladies right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here we go. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Aaron, Jay, and Chris are here, and we're glad you are as well. Boy, this video has gone viral. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but Chris, tell us about the three grandmas who were sparking up a fatty.
Well, the video is named aptly right after exactly what happens. It's called Grandmas Smoke Weed for the First Time. And this group got together over at Cut Video, and they found three grandmas who had never smoked marijuana, and they were willing to try. These are three regal, intelligent, elderly women. And the guys set them down behind a table, filmed the whole thing. They start them with a bong where the three old ladies were trying to teach each other. It's quite cute, actually. And then they gave them some kind of vaporizer, which one of the grandmas made a joke about it being a sex toy. And then they gave them some games. They gave them some card games, Cards Against Humanity. And the ladies are trying to come up with different ways to use the words that are on the cards. And they're cracking each other up. They're cracking the cameraman up. And at the end of the whole thing, they give a brief synopsis about what they experienced. And we have a little bit of it here.
When I do it, I really feel like the muscles here in my neck seem not as tight. And I see a lot of benefits for it. But, yeah. I totally lost track of what you were talking about.
I love that.
Sometimes when we're up here, we just get so, like, what were you saying?
That's fantastic.
They didn't have the munchies yet, though.
Well, one of them is actually trying to open a bag of chips at the end when they're explaining it. Yeah, and she says, well, I'm going to tell you what I think as soon as I get this bag of chips open. They're playing Jenga and using both hands to play with Jenga, and it's just cute and funny. And
Oh, man.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, I'll say.
Check it out. It might be on the website.
Yeah, all right. You're going to go to Grandma's more than likely for Thanksgiving, right? Isn't that how it normally works?
Didn't we already establish this? Grandma's dead, Phil.
Oh, so you're
thanks
not...
for keep bringing that up.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I know. Well, I'm having an orphan Thanksgiving this year. So.
Oh, God. It's just a terrible year. Well, look, there's a pretty judgmental study out there that I'm going to whip out a week before Thanksgiving. The real estate blog Estately ranked all 50 states by how miserable it is to spend Thanksgiving there.
That's fantastic.
They use six criteria. The likeliness of food poisoning based on salmonella cases. The likeliness of relatives getting drunk and making a scene based on binge drinking rates. The likeliness of your favorite NFL team losing on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's good.
That
the likeliness of getting into political arguments based on how even the split between Republicans and Democrats is. Dietary restrictions based on rates of diabetes and vegetarians. And the likeliness of people leaving to shop based on Facebook data. And the most miserable place to spend Thanksgiving is the state of Ohio.
What's wrong with Ohio?
I don't know. Apparently,
I mean, it is Ohio.
Based on all those criteria.
That's funny.
Wow. The rest of the top 10 are Iowa, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Alaska, Maine, Virginia, and Missouri, which sounds a little like misery if you've had a couple of drinks. Best places to spend Thanksgiving, by the way. Best number one is Hawaii.
Of course.
Uh-huh. Rest of the top 10, New Mexico, Arkansas, Utah, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Connecticut, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada. No California.
Well.
We aren't good with holidays, at least in Los Angeles, I don't feel like.
Yeah, there's too much tofurkey going on.
Tofurkey, and everybody leaves. They leave, I've noticed, on the big holidays, too.
Well, it's because everybody wants to be here.
And everybody's
that's
just
the thing.
Maybe people are just too sexy around here for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think there's probably a couple people that are, including the sexiest man alive.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
that?
He's been named by People magazine, and it's Australian actor Chris Hemsworth from Thor. But apparently people were not so happy with this. They thought it should be another Chris.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt from Guardians of the Galaxy. And I do have to say, he's gotten very good looking the last couple years because he went and got in mega great shape.
Yeah.
So people are, you know, asking for a revote. And putting it out there on Twitter. Yeah, they thought it should have been Chris Pratt, not Chris Hemsworth.
How about you? Hemsworth or Platt?
Chris Martin.
Mm. Oh, well, you could be next year. Next year.
We're working on that. Hemsworth or Platt for you, Aaron? What do you think?
I'm going to say Pratt because he's funny.
Really?
He's very handsome now, but he's funny.
He was terrible on Saturday Night Live.
Well, I'm not talking Saturday Night Live.
Terrible.
I never actually even saw him on that.
Well,
his movies.
You've got to have that kind of depth to be good, right?
He doesn't. He's got a face. Good for him.
Right.
But
you know who's
really complaining about that list are men, not women.
That's interesting. Are you guys jealous?
No, but no.
I'll tell you the truth.
Men who are into men are like, oh, no, Chris Pratt. He's so much better.
Look, I'll tell you the truth. I could give a hoot. And I don't remember the last time I picked up a People magazine. But I have picked up an Esquire from time to time. And the sexiest woman alive, according to Esquire for this year, is... Penelope Cruz.
Oh.
Or she would say it, Penelope Cruz.
Yeah. That accent drives me insane.
She's beautiful.
Sure. And you got to get her now before she rolls the other side of the hill, you know?
Yeah. In fact, I have the sexiest men and women of the year from People in Esquire dating back to 2004 until this current year. So we'll go back to 2004 and we'll see how some of these people are holding up. Jude Law and Angelina Jolie, 2004.
Jude Law's always cool, and Angelina's queen.
05, Matthew McConaughey and Jessica Biel.
05?
Mm. Yeah. 06, George Clooney and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yes.
07, Matt Damon with a scrunchy face, huh?
He's
like that scrunch face.
Cute boy next door kind of look, I think.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And Charlize Theron.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she's a little too tall, but okay.
08, Hugh Jackman and Halle Berry.
Ooh, Halle Berry. In that 007 movie?
Oh,
forget about
yeah,
it.
Right.
The one where she's walking out of the water?
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. That's the only scene worth watching in the entire movie.
You mean it's not for the acting?
No. 09, oh. Johnny Depp and Kate Beckinsale.
I think that's when like the pirates started coming out. So
maybe.
That
yeah.
makes sense for Johnny.
To 2010, Ryan Reynolds and Minka Kelly.
Who the hell is Minka Kelly?
I don't know, but she's got a name, Minka.
She's very pretty, but yeah. she's more of a TV yeah. star. Yeah.
2011, Bradley Cooper and Rihanna.
I don't get him.
Cooper gets the Hangover Award, so
yeah, mm-hmm. right.
that's why.
2012, Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis.
Mm. Mila's pretty hot. Those smoky eyes.
Yeah. 2013, Adam Levine and a revisit of Scarlett Johansson. 7 years later, still good enough to be
sexiest woman
of the year. That's 2013. And then this year, of course, Chris Hemsworth and Penelope Cruz.
Wow.
Penelope
see,
Cruz.
Adam Levine gets... See, all the men, they get on the list because they've got major projects.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not necessarily looks.
Is that right. all it is?
Well, if you see somebody on TV enough, yeah. you start to kind of... I don't know, get used to it.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, oh, yeah, that guy is kind of sexy. Or, yeah, she is kind of hot. Or
you watch them enough, and it's like if you were in the same room together, you would feel comfortable passing gas. And,
yeah.
you know, you're that close. Is that what it is?
Like Jennifer Lawrence's yeah. boyfriend?
Yes.
All right.
She wants that. Hey, after you hear about, after all you hear, that is, about the toxins, cancer, heart disease, the lady in the commercial who smokes through a hole in her neck, you still smoke. It's your choice, I get it, but tomorrow is an excellent day to take your first step to quitting, and we'll tell you why next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. By the way, that video of the weed-smoking grandmas is on our show fun page at philhewlettandfriends.com.
Oh, nice.
Tomorrow is the Great American Smokeout, which is a day to encourage cigarette smokers, tobacco smokers, to quit and to raise awareness about the dangers of smoking.
I thought it was the other way around.
What's that?
You go get together and you smoke out.
No, that's not what it is. Jay.
Wrong holiday.
Don't we have one of those?
Are you
Doesn't
still
Colorado?
You still a smoker? You
every
still
once
smoke?
In a while. Every,
you're
yeah,
like,
it's
what?
Bad. I'm down. It's like a pack a week and a half. I'm slowly weaning myself away.
Oh, you are? Well,
yeah.
good for you.
Thank you.
Joining us live is Dr. Carey Precint. I hope I said the name right. He'll correct me in a moment. He's an oncologist and American Cancer Society volunteer. Doctor, how'd I do with the name?
Very well. Carey Precint is my name, and... you can call me anything you want.
Oh, well, I'm happy that you're here, my friend. How many years have we been doing this American Smokeout thing?
Well, the Great American Smokeout is now the 39th anniversary. It started back in the 1970s, and California was the very first state to have an American Smokeout, and it subsequently went national, and it's been going every year since then. And today, November 20th, the third Thursday of every November, is the Great American Smokeout.
Oh, so it is today. It's not tomorrow.
It is today. It is today. Do not smoke today.
Oh.
You. And if you're not a smoker, number one, congratulations. You're a leader in your family. But also, try to remind friends or family that this is a day when they can commit to stopping smoking. Get the help of their friends, their family, and get the help of their doctor to commit to a healthier life and a smoke-free life.
Good to have that support. By the way, you mentioned California. Significant restrictions on smoking began in California as well, right?
They did. Actually, the very first place to have strong workplace smoking bans was in San Francisco in about 1983. So just about 7 years after the Great American Smokeout began to gain a lot of attention, San Francisco was the first, and now the first of many, many communities in which smoking bans are in place.
Yeah.
The advantage of that is not only to get people to stop smoking, but also to reduce secondhand smoke, which has a danger of creating problems for the non-smokers who are around smokers. That's the reason within your own family, it's good not to be a smoker, but also good to make certain you don't smoke in the house or around the family.
Yeah, I can still remember people smoking at ball games and in movie theaters and all of that. And, you know, we think of lung cancer being directly related to smoking, but there are other cancer risks that are increased by smoking. Isn't that right?
That's right. You know, lung cancer, 85% of lung cancer is due to smoking. But beyond that, smoking also causes cancers of the throat, you know, where people lose their voice box, cancers of the tongue, the lip, cancer of the bladder, where people have to have their bladder taken out, cancers of the kidney, cancers of the lung, of course. But what people don't realize is it even increases cancer of the ovary and the uterus and the breast in women. It causes cancer of the stomach and pancreas, and it even causes acute leukemia. And so smoking cessation is really important for that. And in addition, we shouldn't forget smoking is really dangerous for your heart. So the two biggest killers in America, heart disease and cancer, these two biggest killers, which frighten everybody and make us all fearful,
yeah,
those can be reduced by smoking cessation and by making certain your kids don't smoke, making certain that you support your friends when they're trying to stop smoking.
We're talking with Dr. Kerry Prisant. He's enlightening us about smoking and the Great American Smokeout, which is today. You know what? Some of the guys that smoke, they get, I guess, the rationale to continue. Of course, it's their choice. Nobody's forcing them to quit. Nobody's forcing them to smoke. But we always see in the news about the 95-year-old guy celebrating his birthday. He's been smoking, drinking, eating red meat, and he's healthy as a horse.
He started smoking at 70.
Yeah. We see those stories, it seems like, once or twice a year, and they give smokers the impetus to put off quitting for a while. And I bet you cringe every time you see those stories.
Well, we do because, you know, when you look at the averages in this country, a smoker loses about 11 or 12 years of life. Think about those years of life. Celebrations with family and friends, anniversaries, birthdays, seeing your grandkids, even your great-grandkids growing up. I mean, yeah, there'll be a rare person who gets to his 90s still smoking, but more commonly we attend the funerals of our friends,
yeah,
who have been smokers, and heaven help them. Over half of them have tried to stop smoking, even within the last year. And overall, when you look at smokers, about two-thirds of them have tried to quit smoking. And most of them can find success if they have the support of their family, friends, and their doctors for medications to help them smoke.
Yeah.
Stop smoking. But you need that support.
We've been at this for four decades or more or less, Doctor. How are things going? Are fewer people smoking these days?
Definitely, in California especially. I mean, we lead the country in the reduction in smoking. But throughout the United States, there are fewer smokers today than before. You only have to go visit another country, whether it's in Mexico or South America, or go over to Europe or go over to Japan and China, and you will find smoking is just rampant. But in this society, in America, we have had remarkable success. And I think it's because we realize how costly smoking is to our friends and family and how costly it is to society.
You know, help me understand those numbers. We always talk about the cost to society. Explain that for us.
Well, you know, if you look at the cost in terms of taking care of these cancers, in terms of taking care of heart disease, the cost to our society is about $500 for every single person in America every single year. I mean, that's an enormous degree of cost to be bearing when smoking cessation gets rid of, I mean, smoking is the largest single preventable act we can do, smoking cessation, to improve our lives and give us a longer length of life. So this takes care of reducing these awful kinds of diseases, lung cancer and throat cancer and heart disease. This is really important. So finding ways to quit is extremely important, and helping your friends and family to stop quitting is very important.
Dr. Prisant, we understand you have a special tie that you wear for this occasion of the Great American Smokeout.
I do. Today I am in my office, and I'm wearing my 40-year-old tie that has cigarettes with a big red X through it. And so my patients are saying, "What is that tie you're wearing?" And I tell them, "Listen, this is the day you can help in your family. If you're a smoker, commit to stopping smoking today. And if you're are not a smoker, find a friend, find a person in your family who is a smoker and say, listen, I can be here for you and help you to support you while you stop smoking and gain more years of life and have more fun in the process.
Yeah, well, before we let you go, Doctor, what's your take on e-cigarettes?
E-cigarettes, well, they're kind of unproven so far. We know there are some dangerous substances in them, but they're not. They really get away from combustible cigarettes, and therefore you eliminate a lot of the cancer-producing chemicals. It does help some people to quit smoking, but with kids who are getting into e-cigarettes because of the flavors, it's addicting them to nicotine, and it's a gateway to further smoking. We don't want people to use e-cigarettes, but if you work on it, use e-cigarettes as a nicotine source to stop smoking and reduce cigarette smoking. It can be a tool.
Yeah.
But the best help in addition is call the California Smokers Helpline, 800-NO-BUTS. Contact the American Cancer Society, cancer.org, has lots of support for you. Check with your doctor so your doctor can help you to get you to stop smoking and provide you with prescriptions if needed to avoid tobacco cravings.
Yeah. It
becomes very, very important.
Dr. Carrie Prisant, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on the Great American Smokeout, which is today, and a great day to try to quit smoking. Get all your friends and family to help you out with that. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you, Phil.
All right. I
appreciate your covering.
You're welcome. There we go. All right, so what do you think, Jay? Going to keep trying to kick the habit?
I will keep trying.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part, you think, for you?
Boredom.
Yeah.
No,
suckers,
really.
Suckers or something.
Candy.
No.
And if I try to, like, eat chips, I will eat an entire bag.
Yeah.
So I'm either going to kill myself with candy, chips, or cigarettes and booze.
Red vines.
I mean, it's just... I can't do that either.
Can't
I
do the red
licorice.
Vines.
I hate licorice.
Yeah.
You know, I used to chew gum, but then I became to snap it, and I would just piss everybody off that I was around. So,
how about one of those weeds? You know, you just pull out there with the long the stick.
Just chew on a giant,
you know,
twig.
Yeah, a twig.
No.
I have a couple of family members that were able to quit smoking using a drug called Chantix, and you've probably heard of it if you're a smoker. But what it does, it works. It's very effective because. If you smoke on it, it makes you vomit.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Right. All right.
Hey,
I
there's
that
a,
with like a lot of things, like pancakes.
There's a Thursday night show that's taking America by storm. It's on MTV. It's getting a lot of attention. And coming up, a couple members of the cast of Slednecks. Join us live right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends, and we thank you for tuning in. In fact, you can, if you're listening to this on demand, whenever it is that you're doing it, don't forget, you can listen to the show live. You could watch us live. Just go to the homepage, philhewlettandfriends.com, and click on How to Listen. Well, there you go. And have you watched Slednecks yet? It's on Thursday nights at 10, 9 p.m. Central. On MTV, and it takes place in Alaska, and it's all about, well, let's let a couple of the stars of the show explain what it's all about. Sierra and Kelly join us live now. Hello, you two.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing great now that you're here. What's a Slednek after all?
I'll let Sierra take this one.
Well, I can just say that the show Slednecks is about just mine and Kelly's group of friends living in Wasilla, Alaska, you know, just trying to make the best out of each day and live life to the fullest.
All right. Wasilla, does that mean you can see Sarah Palin from your backyard?
Certain places, yes.
Yeah, all right. So what kind of things do you guys do to pass the time away? Because I imagine you got to get a little creative sometimes.
What don't we do is the question.
All right.
I don't know. Suntan? That's probably one. Go to the beach? That's probably number two.
Oh, they've got plenty of water over there.
Well, actually, if you lay out in the middle of the snow, you actually get an amazing tan because the sun reflects off the snow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I saw some of the pictures of you and your girlfriends, Sierra, on the website, and you all do seem to have a nice glow in your skin, like you've been out there in the like ski bunny glow. You know what I'm talking about? But I also hear about these other things that you do, like polar bear plunges and human catapulting. What's that about?
Having a good time is what that about.
Yeah. So, all right.
AKA, you know what he just said?
What's that?
We got drunk one night and thought this game would be great.
Yeah.
And
how do you catapult a human properly?
You get yourself a nice lazy boy.
Oh.
You get a winch and you launch him.
Nice.
How old are you two?
22.
Okay. That's where the creativity comes from.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
That's creative. I like
it. Okay, that explains a lot.
I also imagine a lot of the creativity ends with freezing cold water. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. The majority of it.
Oh, yeah, right. And glacier parties, is there a fair amount of nudity going on with that sort of thing?
I don't think anybody got naked on the glacier.
Not yet.
No,
but that
was
only for a second.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you got to be careful there, and it sounds to me, Kelly, like you're being very careful how to phrase some of your answers here, because you and Sierra are a couple, and from what I understand, how are things going in your love life there between you two?
Oh, quite interesting. Just interesting.
I think that's something that you're going to have to tune in on Thursday.
Oh, look at you. Oh, well, somebody prepped you.
Well, who's...
Because you didn't just, you know, you were born in Alaska and know how to do an interview. Who talked to you? Well done.
Just say we got some girl fights.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, fine. So
a lot of things happen with me and Kelly on these next couple episodes, so that's something that you're definitely going to have to watch and see.
All right. So, so what's a doghouse look like in Wasilla?
Oh, man.
Been there a couple times, have you?
It's wet.
Yeah.
Smells like pee.
Oh, no. Who's pee?
Hey, Kelly, are you a big hunter out there? I mean, like, what do you do for a job?
What?
What do you do for a job, sir?
Airboat shop.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of fun.
The good old, I don't know how to put it, the shop... hands or servants, whatever you want to call it.
Sure, no. Servants, yeah. Servants, that's good. So are you guys seeing a lot of publicity from the show? Like, are people recognizing you around whatever town that was that you mentioned?
Wasilla.
Whatever.
Yeah, definitely more and more every day. It'd be like one a day, two a day, three a day. Now you walk in somewhere and you just know the look.
So who gets more jealous? Like, if Sierra gets noticed, Kelly, do you get pissed or is it the other way around? Who gets more jealous?
That's hard to say.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say either of us get jealous because it's usually us being noticed like as a pair, not
you're a duo.
Much.
On the website, I was checking it out. There's a young lady and I don't know if it was you, maybe it's a friend of yours, and she's got some kind of red makeup across her eyes and she's wearing a full bear for a jacket.
Oh, yeah, that's Haley.
Haley. And the bear's head is basically, it looks like it's eaten her alive, basically.
That's actually, it's a hollowed out bear head, so they made it into a hat.
Yeah. Now, that would never happen in our part of town, by the way.
Well, they have more than just bears. They had foxes and stuff like that, too, and wolves. So.
Yeah. Well, you got to do what you got to do to stay warm, and I imagine you two have figured out a couple of things.
Hi-yo.
Tricks.
Yeah. Have you ever partied with the Palins, by the way? They've got a brood of kids over there about your age.
Right. No, definitely haven't partied with them.
Oh, you guys didn't go to that big brawl that they got into? You guys weren't there?
They wouldn't invite us.
Well, you know what? I've seen the show. I understand why.
They were too rowdy for them.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
They're heading in that direction, though, so maybe time will tell. We'll see.
Yeah, that's what they call in the business when they blend two programs together into one.
Get a little collaboration going on.
Exactly. All right, so again, the show's on tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern Pacific, 9 o'clock Central. It's on MTV, and can you give us just a little taste? Is there some kind of an argument over what? Over another lady, Kelly, Sierra? You want to address this?
Oh, in the footage and what's been released, it may appear as if I might have slept with another woman. But
I wouldn't say woman. I'd say little girl. But we'll address that later.
Okay. Is she over 18?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Then we can talk bad about her. All right. Keep going, Sierra.
I'll vent my frustrations tonight on Twitter if you guys want to tune in.
Oh, what's your Twitter handle?
I'm at Sledneck Sierra.
Oh, all right.
Yes. We're tweeting tonight, so you'll get a little taste of what we really think.
All right.
How much booze do you guys drink in the average week? Just asking.
Oh, man. I think I put back like 30 beers last night.
Oh my goodness. You sound so good.
A professional, sir.
Yeah, and you could just stop wherever you are and take a whiz if you had to, right?
Yeah, write your name.
You just don't eat the yellow snow. That's what I was always told by my parents.
Yeah, when we see snow, we do this stupid snow angel thing. You guys have, you have way graduated past that. Is there one more thing you want to tell us that, I don't know, if we ever come and visit you in Wasilla, the first thing you'd want to take us out to do so that we get the full experience of what life's like there in your part of town?
Oh, man, I don't think there's just one experience that you could get the full.
I think you definitely would have to come on the airboats and go out to the glacier. That's been some of the best experiences that I've had.
What's an airboat?
An airboat?
Kelly, you want to take that one?
Yeah, pretty much a big buck motor on a back of a big water skiff, aluminum boat, and you go land, water, ice.
It's like what they use in Florida.
Like a hovercraft.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of, yeah.
Same stuff they're using in the swamps.
Yeah, all right, but different. Maybe a little more horsepower.
Yeah,
why not? And a little more smog because nobody cares as much.
It's all right. We don't have emissions.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, well, good luck to you two on the program and good luck in your relationship. It sounds like you're reasonably doing well at the very moment that we're talking to you. We'll follow Sierra at Sledneck Sierra. And Kelly, do you have a Twitter handle as well?
I do. It's AK Kelly Hill.
AK Kelly Hill. All right. Very good. A pleasure to speak with you. Good luck with the program, and thanks for being on ours.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
There they go. Sierra and Kelly, they're Slednecks. And that's it for hour one of this here program. There's more to come, including our tech guy and our new movie guy and a big surprise for a cleaning lady when she showed up for work. You will not believe what happened. Those stories and more. Coming up in the second hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends, next!
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour, Jeremy Antecuni, our tech dude, says your webcam could be streaming live on a Russian website right now. Plus, we're not just mocking Jennifer Lawrence. No, we're mocking Jay with our new movie guy. The friends are here, Aaron Myers, Jay Campadonia, and Chris Martin. I'm Phil Hewlett. Thanks for tuning in.
I thought you were talking about me there for a second.
I don't think I am.
We don't do that when you're here. We wait till you're gone.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thanks.
We want to get things started, get things rolling here. And Aaron, you have a story about true love, true soulmates to the very end.
I do. It's an English couple, and they have a romance that spanned 65 years, and apparently they died just minutes apart. On November 3rd, Mavis Stevenson is her name. She had fallen ill, and she and her husband, they moved into a care home. Her husband, Harry, though, wanted to stay there with her. Well, on November 3rd, she actually died, and within, 10 minutes, they said the nurses left the room. They came back and he had died lying next to her, too. And they said he was very healthy. So
really?
Just couldn't live without her, pretty much.
Broken heart.
Wanted to be together.
Yeah.
So.
It's interesting because I feel like our guests from Slednecks might have a similar future ahead of them.
They might.
That they might die within minutes of each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
That's a
catapult
great
one, yes. Catapult two.
Yeah, great observation.
It's a tragic ending.
Yeah. Wow. All right. You know, something else that may be dying soon.
Yeah.
And we've been watching the incredible downward spiral of a once mighty newspaper in Southern California.
Yeah, the OC Register, Orange County Register, you know, they'd laid off people. All sorts of things been going on recently. Well, now the latest in a memo that apparently has been seen is they are asking reporters and other employees to help deliver papers on Sundays.
Reporters?
Yes, reporters, anybody on staff, anybody employed, they're asking them to deliver papers on Sundays.
Do they have to do it on a Schwinn Stingray?
That's not in there. They might be able to use their own vehicle, but it doesn't say there's gas money offered.
No?
But they have offered $150 gift cards, and they are asking people to deliver 500 to 600 papers.
All right. For $150?
Yes.
No.
Well, come on. Wait a second. Now, I'm guessing, Jay and Chris, you guys are too young that you've never had a paper route.
Wait, what about me?
No, but I've played Paper Boy on Nintendo.
Yeah.
You didn't have a paper route either.
I actually went on a paper route with a friend once before.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What, like a ride-along?
I just thought you meant they're too young, and I'm like, wait, what about not?
No, you're way too young. Yes. But I don't recall any at the time. I mean, it was more of a sexist world back in the day when I was a kid. I don't recall ever seeing any girls delivering newspapers.
Send your emails to...
I'm just making an observation.
Yeah.
But to finish the point, our executive producer, Mike Stark, did you have a paper route?
I did not.
Oh, he did not.
You're finishing the point that girls don't have the arm strength to throw paper into someone's yard, right?
Well, no, that's not it. We just... Dad did not want his little girl chased and bitten by a dog.
And it's early. Okay. It's dark out. When I went with my friends, it was very early paper routes when you have to be out there, so...
Yeah. Right.
Not safe for a young lady on her own.
But I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. But it was crazy. Then you have to go door to door and collect your money.
Yeah. See, no. I wouldn't do it. No. The answer is no. I am a reporter for a very prestigious Southern California newspaper. I am not delivering what I'm writing. I'm sorry.
But if I did it, I would try my very best to porch it.
Really?
Yeah. Right?
Hit the actual right in the mailbox.
There's nothing better than from the street. Flinging it out there and landing it on the porch.
And not crashing the Schwinn.
No.
Right.
But and you don't want to throw it too hard to where it bangs against the door. Not the regular door, but the one in front of it.
The screen door?
The screen door. There you go. Yeah, then you'd ride real fast. Dog chases you. That's something. Well, anyway, it's just not normal for them to do that. But you know what else is not normal?
Barbie.
What's wrong
with
Barbie?
Well, yeah, true. She's not normal.
What's wrong with her?
She's too perfect.
Well, has anybody done anything about that?
Well, yeah. Yeah, they have now, and I'm kind
of
liking this.
Moms all ticked off about it.
No, I'm liking this. It's actually, I think it's a guy, Nicolay Lamb is his name, and
Nicolay?
He has created the Lamely doll, and it is a average-looking doll, which they're calling the normal Barbie. And here's the kicker. So not only is she normal size, but she comes with a sticker package that allows her to have removable marks like cellulite, tattoos, stretch marks, grass stains, and scars. And we do have the pictures up, I think, online.
Oh, let me check.
They're pretty good.
Checking. Yes, they are there on the show fun page.
Did you say stretch marks?
Yes.
Hewlett and Friends.
This doll actually might make you feel better about yourself versus Barbie. So.
Well, let me ask you something, Aaron, as a woman
and acne,
your
yes.
opinion on this. Is this not the pendulum sort of swinging the other direction? And isn't it going to give kids low self-esteem to look at some doll with acne, scars, and cellulite on it if kids don't have that already? Now they're achieving to aspire those disfigurements.
Or they could be going, wow, those disfigurements. Oh my goodness, we're going to get lots of emails now.
Yeah. Feedback
girls,
at PhilHewlettAndFriends.com.
Girls can't have newspapers, and we're going to give them traumatizing syndromes. I think it'd make you feel good if you don't have these, actually. You're like, oh, that's how it could be, but I'm not. So,
But that's
maybe,
not the way kids think.
But maybe you'd have more consideration for somebody else knowing what they're going through then, instead of picking
that's
on a kid.
That's a good point.
Yeah, well, what if stretch marks and pock marks and all that stuff became hip?
No. Yeah. Oh, God, I hope not. I hope not. No. Vicky Secrets and Calvin Klein will always prevail.
Otherwise, congratulations. You're disfigured.
Yes.
And thanks for that, Chris.
I know. That was a good point, though, Chris. I mean, it's like if when you and I had a G.I. Joe, you strive to be G.I. Joe.
Right.
He was the roughest, toughest guy out there, good looking,
yeah.
always had a great job, always had the hot chick. That it gave us something to strive for. You give a girl a Barbie now, and it, like, wrecks her self-esteem. How the hell did that happen?
Well, jump in there, Aaron.
Yeah, Barbie didn't wreck myself. Well, maybe she did a little bit, but this is what I did to Barbie. I would go out in the backyard and hide from my parents because, you know, they spent the money to buy me these dolls, and I'd cut all their hair off.
Nice.
Because it made Barbie normal.
Yeah.
I'd give her, like, buzz cuts, and my mom would come out and be like, what are you doing?
So
the
you turned Barbie
doll.
Into Sinead O'Connor.
Pretty much.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah. That's,
but she still had the perfect figure, unless I broke a leg off or something, so yeah.
Sociopath.
Which I did do that a couple times, too.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Yeah. Trampled underfoot. Poor Barbie.
Poor Barbie. You know, there was an elephant handler out in Thailand that got trampled. Did you hear that?
No.
So, you know, you ever ride an elephant, guys? Any of you?
I've ridden on a camel, but not an elephant.
Okay. So, elephant rides are, like, all the rage in Thailand. Okay, so when you go there, a couple of Russian tourists went out there, and they were like, hey, let's take an elephant for a ride. Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Well, their 60-year-old handler walks right next to him and, you know, hits him with the stick and keeps him on the track. And I know, animal abuse, right, Aaron?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay, good.
But you wouldn't like being hit with stick either.
Yeah, well, I'm allowed to fight back. See, that's the deal. But anyway, so the elephant, I guess, had one too many whacks with the stick and trampled the handler with two tourists still riding on it. And then the elephant took off.
Wow.
They're traumatized for life now.
Evidently, the elephant was in what they call must, M-U-S-T-H, must.
M-U-S-T-H.
Just keep saying that.
Must.
Yeah.
Evidently, it's a state of aggressive sexual arousal.
Ooh.
Trampled the handler and then took off running, which is very difficult when you're aroused.
Is there a picture of what the tourists look like? Like, how did this happen?
It was a Russian tourist and her 9-year-old daughter. It's like, hey, let's take an elephant ride. So they're sitting, and you sit in kind of like a little, it's like a love seat on top of an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just sitting there, and then the elephant takes off. They found the elephant about a mile and a half away. Tourist still on top.
well, after seeing the guy trampled, I don't think you're going to take the chance of trying to jump off the elephant.
Exactly.
I would probably stay on, too. It's safer.
Right. They tranquilized the elephant. Elephant's doing okay. The Russian tourists are okay. But, yeah, can you imagine that?
But, yeah, what about the handler? Can you tell us about him?
Completely
or
dead.
Her? Right. Oh,
still
okay.
dead.
Didn't
yeah, still dead.
At this hour.
To be honest with you, the paper quotes, mangled body was found about 30 yards from where the actual trampling took place. So elephants like to smash and grab.
Right, right. Oh, gosh.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. All right. Well, from elephants to another animal that perhaps you're not too keen on. Imagine if this animal you're not keen on takes residence between the glass and the screen of your window. Well, Chris is going to tell you all about that. And a whole lot more here next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports a Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports a Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Yes, you are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends, and we thank you for that. We have an Android app. You should get it. And the iPhone app is coming soon, I am told. We'll let you know when that happens. And also, we're on the iTunes and the iHeartRadio, the Stitcher, all the various means that you have to stay in touch with us and listen to the show. Sign up for the feed so that you get it whenever you need it. There you go. Don't even have to think about it. Just listen to us in your car on your service if you have it. All right, let's get things going. PhilHewlettAndFriends.com is the website, by the way. Click on How to Listen. You'll get all the exciting stuff there. So we're talking about a kind of animal. It's a mammal, but it's one of the creepier ones, Chris.
Yeah, I think so. And it was actually the picture that drew me to this story. And you guys can go to our website to check out what I'm talking about. But a family of brown bats has taken up residence in a New Jersey house. And they're actually living in between the window and screen of the second story of their house, right in their little boy's room.
Wow.
Yeah, and the screen is, the window's halfway up, but there's a screen separating the window.
And they don't want to go over there to shut the window?
No, they're keeping it. These bats have been there for a while. As a matter of fact, it's sort of a migrational area for bats. So these bats come in and out of this area of the window often. And the Williams family that live at this house, so they're not trying to get rid of the bats. Instead, they're embracing it. They've actually learned to love these bats. And they now have a live bat cam that feeds live streaming over the interweb. Right. And you can see these guys migrate in and out. And at its peak activity, there are 30 bats at one time living in this window frame.
Wow.
No, thank you.
And they're big bats, too. Brown bats are big, aren't they?
They are. They're huge bats. Yeah, if you see this picture, they're all hanging there like bats do.
Yeah.
And they look like they've got to be at least maybe 8 to 12 inches long.
Oh, so they're
And it's a family of them. There's younger
ones,
older ones.
They're the size of cats.
Right.
Yeah, no way. That will carry a child away.
Yeah.
That's not happening. That nowhere near my house.
Well, you know, if you ever travel to tropical climes, you could get swooped upon by fruit bats all the time. Has that ever happened to you on vacation, in, like in Mexico or someplace like that?
I've seen some bats. I've messed around with them.
I stay
before.
In civilized nation cities, you know. I stay metro areas.
Yeah, you do all your vacationing within 50 miles of your house, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, this break.com, you ever been to that website?
Yeah.
And Barefoot Wine, they recently teamed up to do something pretty awesome for a single mom in Cleveland. Her name is Kara Simmons. She's late 20s, early 30s maybe. Kara has three kids. She works as a housekeeper. And over the past few years, she's been in and out of the hospital for exhaustion. That's how hard she works. Wow. So they made her think she was on her way to clean the house. They, meaning Break.com and Barefoot Wine. Then they revealed they'd actually bought the house for her.
Wow.
That's great.
But they really dragged it out. When she showed up, the place was spotless, and a woman posing as the owner said she just needed help taste testing food for a party, including lobster and white truffles.
Oh, how cool.
Then Kara got a massage from two massage therapists and tried on a bunch of designer clothing. Finally, a guy showed up with boxes filled with stuff from Kara's apartment and told her the place was her new house. Can you believe that?
Now, wouldn't you think that's weird? If you go to clean a house,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And then somebody's like, hey, come taste this food. Okay, that's cool. it's a little odd, but it's like, okay, now, hey, I got an idea. Let's get a massage. You don't think...
That one's creepy.
Yeah, right? I'd be like, no, I'm good. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
What's happening here?
Yeah.
So they bought the house, renovated it for her. The food and clothes were all hers. They had hidden cameras that captured the whole thing. And, of course, Break.com, no doubt, has a link to the video. But it's already gotten millions and a half on YouTube.
That's very sweet. So. I do wonder with stuff like that, though, because I remember with the, what is it, Home Makeover, or the Makeover Home Edition show, where a lot of people couldn't afford the homes after.
Mm-hmm.
But something like that happened in this situation, like
is
the
that
taxes.
Really
yeah, there were issues with, you know, paying property taxes and stuff like that. So you
Brutal.
Do something really nice, but then people can't always keep the home.
Yeah. Well, at least she doesn't have a mortgage if they bought it for her. I mean, that's probably major.
Free and clear.
I just
hopefully
hope
they took care
thought
of it.
Everything out, yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise,
good for Barefoot Wine.
But it's very sweet. Yeah.
They're good, by the way. I enjoy them.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
You know, talk about exhaustion, Jay.
Yes.
Giving birth is no easy task, from what I hear.
From what I understand, Jay knows. I do. This woman out in our favorite state, say it with me now,
Florida.
Destiny Martin.
Yeah.
20 years old. She gave birth.
Is that a stripper name?
Destiny.
Yeah.
It's got two E's, so no.
No, okay.
Why is the stripper?
All right.
Why is that?
Did you just make a joke? Because
no.
That was really funny.
No, but it did.
All right. So
yes,
anyways, she's 20 years old. She gave birth a few weeks ago. Here's kind of like the funny part. Her mother gave birth on the same day.
Really?
Yes.
Same dad?
No, Phil.
It is Florida.
Come on.
Was her name
Florida.
Diamond?
So evidently, this is actually kind of crappy. And if you're a girl, I'm sure you can associate with this. I know my girl would be totally ticked. So you're working to get pregnant, right? You're with your new husband. You finally get pregnant. You go over to your mom's house and you can't wait to tell her that you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, guess what? I'm pregnant too.
Oh, ruined your special
so
moment.
So evidently, Destiny was a little miffed that her mom got pregnant at the same time. Doctors induced them. Excuse me, I said a week ago. No, that is not true. It is last Tuesday.
Oh.
So they both gave birth. Both babies are totally fine. Damien, who is Destiny's kid, 7 pounds. Yes. And Madeline, the mother's child, 8 pounds. So
Madeline is Damien's aunt.
Correct.
That's cool.
Weird, right?
Hey, they'll have friends
it's
in
weird.
Their own age.
They were born 2 hours apart, so pretty cool.
How about that?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that story a lot.
Thanks.
You know, I also like, if we could stick with you for a second, Jay.
Yes.
How these days, with the internet such as it is, you could go to an establishment, and if you like it, you can write a nice little review about it. If you don't like it, you could destroy the business completely.
And that's really the freedom of the internet, Phil. Like, I just had a tussle with Time Warner Cable, and they are puke bags as far as I'm concerned.
Ooh.
But because of social media and because of writing bad reviews, they actually made good on a few things, so we're cool. Time Warner and I were cool.
Good, because we didn't want to lose him as a sponsor.
Yeah.
You guys worked it all out.
A British couple, they went on vacation. They stayed in a hotel, right? And the guy wrote a bad review. He said, we just had a terrible time. He called it a rotten, stinking hole. And the hotel fined them for $157.
Did they actually pay? Because I would say, forget it.
I would say, shove it, right?
Yeah.
You can't. I can write whatever I want to write. I have an opinion. And if I had a bad time at your establishment, screw you guys. They said, well, the guy in the relationship was interviewed. And he says, well, my wife signed this thing and didn't read it. And in the disclosure, it says, if you write a bad review, we have the right to fine you.
Yeah.
Which I call BS. BS. If you're an establishment and you are bullying people into giving you a good review, you are a crap establishment. You should let your customer service stand for itself instead of having to tell people, oh, well, if you say anything bad about us, we're going to fine you. Screw you, sir. I'm going home.
I wonder if the contract would hold up in court.
I feel like that should not be allowed. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no idea.
Give your opinion on a place that you stay. You're paying money, and if you can't say what you want to say, that's them being lazy, thinking they can get away with it.
Well, it wasn't even implied in a contract. It was actually spelled out.
Yeah it was in your disclosure when you sign out, mm-hmm. when, you know, you have to go to the desk and you, okay, I'm checking out.
Well, see, here's the thing. Think of it from a business owner's point of view. Maybe one employee has a bad day, screws up. Somebody has a bad time.
Right.
Well, maybe it's somebody's dynamic. You know the kind of customers, they come in and they have a bad time no matter how great the service is.
True.
In a couple of sentences, they could destroy your month's worth of sales. They could ruin your good name. They could do so many things. I mean, I've done that on Yelp. I think I destroyed a moving company.
Well, good. Good.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the way it is these days. And you know what? If you are in the customer service business, that is your job. I don't care if you're having a bad day. You are here to service me. And it is all about me because I'm paying you. That's why. And so your bad day needs to be checked at the door.
By the way, while you're a customer of various products and services out there, a new survey will make you want to skip all those trips to the mall over the next month or so and spend 5 minutes buying people whatever you find quickly online. The survey found that the average American will spend 14 hours shopping for presents this year. That includes 4 shopping trips out of an average of 3.5 hours each. But even after all of your work, 71% of people say they're usually disappointed in the gifts that they get.
Oh, come on.
Gift cards.
So there's a 3 out of 4 chance that all that effort won't even make your friends and family happy. Survey also found that kids take the longest to shop for, around 90 minutes, followed by your significant other, 77 minutes. Then your mom at about 70 minutes. What do you get mom? She's got everything.
They always have everything. They're the hardest to shop for.
Yeah. Maybe mom needs a webcam. Do you have a webcam? Do you run it? Do you leave it on?
That could be dangerous.
What are the chances yours has been hacked? If it has, there's a pretty darn good chance that people all over the world are watching it right now. And our tech guy explains what has happened, along with some other techie stories, next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. We thank you for doing that. Did you ever have a webcam? Do you still have a webcam? I can tell you the webcam on my little Chromebook here is broken. I must have stepped on it. I leave my Chromebook around and I step on it.
What'd you do? Think it was a scale?
Well, yeah, it stopped after 2 pounds, and that was it. Now, look at the screen. I got to get a new screen.
Yeah, that thing's brutal.
Anyway, our tech guy, Jeremy Antecuni, is here. Hey, Jeremy.
What's up, gang? How are you?
Doing great, other than the fact that my Chromebook is broken, but we'll get that fixed. All right, so we're going to start with webcams, and we heard stories over the years about how people were hacking into webcams, and, you know, it's usually like one creepy guy, and he was, hacking into the high school cheerleaders' bedrooms and watching them get undressed, that sort of thing. But tell us about these Russian hackers. What have they done?
Yeah, this is far, far worse than that creepy guy you just described. They have created a new website that has a listing of thousands upon thousands of hacked webcams. And these are webcams, everything from offices and gyms to children's bedrooms. I mean, this is just so creepy. But it's also preventable. What they're doing is taking advantage of people that haven't changed the passwords when they buy their devices. So when you buy a webcam and you set it up, it's going to come with a default password. And most people apparently are not changing them to something more secure and not realizing that, you know, every single one of those devices that ships has the same password. And so by finding these remote feeds, people that have set up their webcams to be accessible for themselves over the internet and not changing the password, have posted feeds for all of these thousands of people online.
So,
disgusting.
So this is for agreed first. So this is for webcams, like external webcams, not like Phil was talking about the camera on his notebook.
Right, right. So this is not going to be affecting your MacBook or your, you know, Chromebook or any of those other devices that you know, are built into the laptops. We're talking about standalone Wi-Fi cameras or, you know, the CCTV type camera systems that people have set up in their homes and businesses.
Oh, like the home surveillance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
so
that's
baby monitors.
That's worse too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and those devices oftentimes aren't going to show you that somebody's remotely accessing it. So if you've got your laptop, there's a light that comes on to indicate that somebody is looking at the camera. But those devices, most of them don't have any sort of interactivity that shows you that somebody is actually looking at you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the thing that's frustrating is that it's so easy to fix this problem. It's so easy to make sure that you're not affected by this, that it's kind of it's unacceptable that that this is happening. So my recommendation for any of the devices that you have, be it your router, your webcam, any of the things that you use that require passwords, don't make it something that's hard to guess. You don't want to even make it dictionary words or a combination of words and numbers. Make it a random string and use a password manager. I use 1Password, which is a great app that will suggest passwords and generate passwords and then store them all so that you don't have to memorize them. But it makes them secure, makes them easy to use so that you don't have to memorize them, and certainly makes it so that people can't be looking in on your bedroom.
Yeah, right. 1Password is what it's called?
The number 1 and then password. Yeah, it's a great
cool. Okay.
It's actually free on iPhone. I think they've got an Android version as well.
It's like that U2 song.
Yeah, good stuff.
One password.
I'm sorry. You brought them up. I am so angry at them. My iPhone, every time I plug it in my car now, it pops up this U2 out. I am so upset at Apple and U2 right now.
You didn't want that album?
No. And I know the story's like kind of old, but I plug my I'm so angry. Sorry.
There's so much outrage, actually, that Apple created a tool to remove it. So if you want to get rid of it, there is a website that you can go to on Apple's site that will allow you to forcefully remove it from your album. So
U2 removal.
It's not there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? I thought that payphones were extinct. They were gone. But certainly they are not. Apparently, they've gotten a tech makeover. Tell us about this in New York City.
This is kind of cool. So this is a concept that New York is pushing forward with. Looks like that it is moving forward. They're planning on having as many as 400 of them by the end of next year. And then, over the lifespan of the project, to have something like 10,000 of them throughout the greater New York area. But the concept is to have a payphone-like apparatus, throughout the different neighborhoods that would provide wireless internet to people that are walking nearby, or even people that live close enough to these devices that you'd be able to take advantage of the internet. And it's not your typical airport free Wi-Fi where it's super slow and you're lucky to be able to get your stuff done. This is actually going to be connected with gigabit, which is super, super fast internet, faster than your devices are able to access it. So they're saying that something like 150 or so people could use it simultaneously without experiencing any slowdown. And the interesting thing that they're doing here is how they're paying for it. They're not going to raise taxes or to be charging folks for using it. They're going to be doing display advertising. So on the sides of these things, very much like payphones used to have those ads on the sides, they're going to be digital displays so that they're able to change them, sell them to different businesses or companies that want to advertise and make them contextual and relevant. So throughout the day, you're going to display different things and allow people to interact with them and such a way that the advertising is more relevant and interesting to who's nearby.
Future of advertising. Now, Russian hackers will be getting into these phone booths in no time, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Jeremy, is there enough bandwidth in the world for all the movies that we're watching online these days?
I think that it's probably going to be a bigger and bigger problem. Obviously, Netflix is a hugely popular service, and we've talked a lot about net neutrality here on the show and how important it is for internet providers to not mess around with the internet traffic. And we're starting to understand why they want to ask money from Netflix. Netflix is reportedly taking up 35% of North American internet traffic. 35% of all traffic. If we compare that to Facebook traffic, Facebook's down at 3%. The rest of the web, all of the other websites that you visit, 9%.
And it's because people are watching in HD, aren't they?
That's right. They're ditching their cable and watching multiple streams. I've got several kids. Oftentimes we'll have 2 or 3 Netflix streams going simultaneously. So that's certainly not uncommon here, and apparently is not uncommon elsewhere. The closest runner up to Netflix in terms of the amount of internet traffic that's being used is YouTube at 14%. So we're talking even, you know, more than double that. So Netflix is, you know, consuming a tremendous amount of bandwidth, and I think that we're just going to see that continue to increase.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Well, Jeremy, thanks for bringing us up to speed this week on tech, and we're going to take next Thursday off because there's some kind of holiday or something or other. Has nothing to do with tech, but just the same, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good, guys. See
Thank
you, then.
You. All right. There you go. Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving.
Speaking of that and speaking of tech,
yeah,
I found a great app. It's called Side Chef.
Yeah.
And it's voice-activated recipes. So it'll cook with you. So you set your phone down and you're like, okay, I need to baste or let's make Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
They will teach you and walk with you step by step. And you can pause it and you can like mix and then go, okay, next. And then it tells you exactly what to do.
How about that?
Side Chef. It's great. It's fantastic. I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich the other day. Phenomenal.
You are skilled.
That's a tough one right there. Even
the kitchen.
I can do that.
That's for sure. Hey, you know what? Since we are in the holiday shopping season, just a little tidbit here. Everything in a department store is tried on an average of 9 times before someone buys it.
Oh, come on.
Everything. And that's an average. So that means some things will be tried on 3 times, other things 35 times.
And
great.
Yeah. I never buy the shirts that have makeup and lipstick on them. Never buy those.
Where are you shopping?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, in France, the best-selling song in history is a Christmas song called Petit Papa Noël. The second best-selling song of all time in France, The Chicken Dance.
Oh, those French.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you even know what a mockingjay is? Of course you don't. No. Nobody has an answer. No one knows.
It's the state bird of Texas.
Okay, there you go. At least we have an answer.
I don't know.
Manny the Movie Guy is next right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. This is Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Aaron, Jay, and Chris are here. And a sad loss for Hollywood. You remember the movie The Graduate? I think we've hit a point in life where perhaps the majority of people alive today have not seen The Graduate, only because it came out so long ago, but one of the greatest movies ever. Award-winning director of that movie, Mike Nichols, passed away. And joining us live is our new movie guy. It's Manny, the movie guy. And you're going to know more about Mike Nichols than I could even begin to talk about because you are such a student of movies. Tell us how important a mark he made on Hollywood.
That's right. Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, Mike Nichols is one of the best American directors of all time. When I was a film critic, I ate with passion The Graduate and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. I mean, he brought to the world a little-known actor then known as Dustin Hoffman, or he told the world that Elizabeth Taylor could act, and he showed it with Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. I mean, two seminal movies.
Yes, very good. And so he'll be missed, but those movies continue to move on, and if you do take film classes and you're a film student, no doubt you'll have to watch those. But,
well, and he also, you know, in the 80s, he gave us Melanie Griffith in Working Girl. Or in, you know, towards the late 80s, he also gave us the Birdcage.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's joining his birdcage actor, Robin Williams, in movie Heaven, and it's a sad, sad thing, yeah. You know?
All right. Well, let's cheer things up a little bit because we have a huge movie. No other movies are being released this week. It's The Fabulous Adventures of Mockingjay. Isn't that what
there
it's called?
You go.
I think that's the name of it.
It is. And of course, we're talking about The Hunger Games, Mockingjay, Part 1. Now, here's the deal. As a fan, I love the books. And I love the last two movies. I love that they're dividing the movie and the book into two parts. But we all know it's capitalism at its finest. The very same notion that Katniss, a.k.a. Jennifer Lawrence, and her friends are fighting against. But, you know, I love that we're going to have another Hunger Games next year. Yay!
Yeah, well, see, all that tells me is that since this is part one, it means that Katnip is going to survive and she'll be in part two.
Well, I hope so.
That movie franchise wouldn't survive without her, so yeah
you know what,
I think she has to make it.
Yeah, kid, jokingly, I'm kidding aside, really, Hunger Games is one of, you know, maybe next to Harry Potter, it has been really consistent in every movie. It's been thoroughly entertaining and also smart.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of interesting people in there, too. I mean, everybody talks about Jennifer Lawrence, but there's so many big names in that movie.
Oh, well, of course. This one is dedicated to the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And no, there's no CGI effects or anything to recreate some of his lines or anything.
No,
I was
good.
Looking for it, kind of like what The Gladiator did to Oliver Reed when he passed away.
Yeah.
That one was horrible. It was very obvious. I'm looking back.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Well, and from what I understand, they don't use any CGI when Jennifer Lawrence shoots her arrow either. She's actually, she does all her arrow shooting stunts, right?
All real.
Yeah. All right, we have Thanksgiving coming up next week.
Thanks in this movie, by the way.
Right. Manny, we're not going to have a show next Thursday because it's Thanksgiving, but in the meantime, we want to start collecting as many great Thanksgiving movies as we possibly can, and you have some of your favorites. I wrote down a couple of mine as well, but where do you want to start?
You know what? Let's start. I can tell you my top three movies.
For Thanksgiving. All right, go ahead.
Thanksgiving, yes. Let's talk about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's on my list.
How's that? I mean, you know, all of us, collectively, all wanted to reach home in time for Thanksgiving, and this is exactly what it gave us. I also love Woody Allen's Hannah and Her Sisters.
Oh, not on my list.
I totally enjoyed that. And my favorite Thanksgiving movie, of course, is Miracle on 34th Street. Sure, it's about Santa Claus, or if he's real, or whatever, but the drama began on Macy's Thanksgiving Parade.
Yeah, it does. All right.
There you go.
So here you go. The only two movies that I will tolerate with Sandra Bullock in them are Crash and The Blind Side.
Are you a Sandra Bullock hater?
I don't know that I hate her. She's probably a nice lady, but I'm not into any of her movies.
How could you not have loved While You Were Sleeping, Phil?
I must have been asleep.
I fell asleep at that film.
Yeah. Blind Side. And then, come on, how about a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving?
That's true. Oh, you're a kid at heart.
Of course I am. Thanksgiving is for kids anyway, isn't it?
Right.
Pass the turkey. Well, that's good. All right, and so all of these are available on DVD. And otherwise, you know, with the Mockingjay thing out there, it's remarkable to see. It's opening in 4,000 theaters.
Right.
And there are no other movies that are in maybe more than two movie houses out this week.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, Catching Fire is still my favorite film of all the bunch so far. I'm still waiting because really this last movie is like it's lumbering because they stretched the story a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, we're going to get the payoff next year, so just wait for that.
Yeah, all right. So looking ahead, because this is the blockbuster time of the year.
Right.
All the huge movies come out. Before the end of the year, what do we have? Like superheroes and monsters attacking the earth?
No superheroes, at least until next summer. But we do have Horrible Bosses 2 opening on Wednesday.
Oh, that looks funny.
It is. And, you know, there's some sweet feeling to that. I mean, I enjoyed the first one, really. So I'm watching it this Monday.
Do we get to see Jennifer Aniston in a negligee again, like we did in the first one?
Like what the real reason why you cared about the film?
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember what the premise of the film was. Who cares, right?
the Penguins of Madagascar is also showing. The kid in you, Mr.
Yeah.
Phil.
Right, I like that. Okay, good.
Yeah, and of course, Inherent Vice is showing. There's a lot of movies still out. Selma. We're now in the Academy Award season, so I am busy watching movies left and right.
You know? And do you get a vote?
I do get a vote. I vote for the Critics' Choice. I'm a member of the Broadcast Film Critics.
Oh,
and,
good.
Yeah, so I will be voting and be watching screeners in my house.
Yes.
By myself, Mr. Phil. You're not invited.
All right. Well, I get screeners, too, as a member of the Screen Actors Guild, so I'll get some of those.
Well, good. Am I invited in yours?
Oh, provided I pay my dues, because they don't send them if you're late on your dues.
That is true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Maddie, a pleasure to speak with you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Eat lots of turkeys for me.
Oh, lots of turkeys. Lots you got one. All right. Thank you, Maddie.
Bye.
Bye-bye. By the way, if you're ever in Palm Springs, watch Manny on TV. He is the film guy there, the movie guy on KMIR-TV in Palm Springs. How about that? Like that guy.
He's a hoot.
Yeah, he is. All right, let's see. What do we have left? Oh, you know what? If, Utah, Chris, just they're impatient over there. They're not going to settle for, hurry up and wait. They're just going to take the bull by the reins and start shooting people.
Yeah, and it's not so much about impatience because they have to find a way when they're executing people that are sentenced to the death penalty to kill them quickly, swiftly. And that's been a challenge because we all know that drug cocktail that they use to kill people is tough to get your hands on. Drug manufacturers just aren't even making it anymore. And in Utah, even though death by shooting, the old firing squad, has been banned for 10 years, they're bringing it back because of this inability to get the drug cocktail. So here's what the proposal that they're sending to state legislators, state legislation is saying. It's saying if they don't have the drug cocktail within 30 days, they're going to bring out the guns and they're going to do death by shooting.
We'll watch and see what happens.
It's clean.
Execution. But then you're the guy, you're one of the executors.
It's less expensive. Yeah.
It's not a lot of fun to shoot people.
And that's what they're saying. They're saying this was the most humane way to do it because the person dies instantly when you go to the
truck. Yeah, and they have multiple shooters and only one guy's got the real bullet. No. So nobody really knows.
All right. Let's end on some a nice warm and fuzzy note. Aaron, tell us quickly about this golden retriever.
Okay, very quickly, there is a golden retriever that is on our website in a little video, and he was part of a competition for obedience. And the video shows him there were two options: run straight through to your owner and ignore the treats and the toys, or do what this dog did and stop at every treat and every toy and make your owner run out to you instead.
Good.
So I thought it was very charming, and it's a very happy golden retriever.
Is it a professional event? Is it like one of the professional dog training events?
It was kids mostly with their dogs.
Oh, okay.
But all the other dogs went right through. This one, though, he had a little fun.
So you say that this video is on our website?
That's what I was being
told.
Oh,
let me look. Oh, there it is. It's
Alrighty.
On the show fun page at philhewlettandfriends.com. And what kind of a dog was it?
Big golden retriever, and he's very handsome.
Oh. Just would be great if that was at like the Westminster Dog Club competition that happens every year.
There's a hot dog in the stand.
Yeah.
I do what I want.
That's right. Hey, and Jay, wasn't there a dog story that you had too?
Well, you guys bust my chops because I've inherited a 5-pound Chihuahua.
Yeah.
The GF actually has it. Her name is Snooki, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, everybody bust my chops. This is the reason why Snooki is the best dog out there. There is a video of a burglar being chased away by a tiny Yorkshire Terrier. See? 5-pound Chihuahua is not so bad now, is it?
No, apparently not. Hey, we love your comments. Click contact at philhewlettandfriends.com. On Twitter, we're at FAF Show. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson, production assistant, Nick Wright. For Aaron Myers, Jay Capadonia, and Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time and have a happy Thanksgiving. Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.